Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Out for Wisconsin and Michigan State can each become bowl eligible if they win their games. No, Wisconsin, both teams are favored by like 10 points. Wisconsin's on the road at Nebraska. As I stated earlier, Nebraska's coming up with a backup QB. I think that this is a game that Wisconsin can go in there, can get this thing done. They're starting to come back into Wisconsin form, doing things the Wisconsin way. For Michigan State, this is a chance for Mel Tucker to really, I guess, get this team galvanized after the debacle of what happened at the end of the Michigan game. They've now come back and they've won two straight, beating Illinois and then winning last week against Rutgers. You defeat Indiana, you now get both teams will get that sixth win, both Wisconsin and Michigan State. They're now bowl eligible, and now you have to wait to see what happens in that final week. But that's in, that's money for the Big Ten. And I think especially for Michigan State and Mel Tucker, you needed this because you were at a crossroads. With all the hype that you got last season, this is what could have derailed the whole thing. Because after the Michigan game, everything and everybody was looking at you, questioning whether or not you were the coach, whether or not you were a leader. You're proving to everybody that you are. You've galvanized this team. They haven't quit. As a matter of fact, you've been going out there winning with two of your starters, not even in the game, including Jacoby Winman, who I think is an NFL draft pick. We'll have to wait and see. I haven't heard anything as of late, so it looks like they may be missing their third game, which, you know what, I think enough's enough. But, I mean, after a while, I guess I look at this, that what happened at Michigan and Michigan State a little differently after seeing what real tragedy looks like at Virginia. When you see young men losing their lives, that's real tragedy. This puts it in perspective to me. That was a fight. That was a skirmish. That was whatever you want to call it. I think those young men have already been punished enough, and I do think it's time to move on because, yeah, what happened in Virginia, that kind of put things in perspective of.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that was real death. That was real tragedy. That wasn't a whataboutism. That wasn't about hypothetically speaking, you could have done that. Those young men lost their lives. It's time to put this Michigan-Michigan State thing past us, moving on. The Big Ten needs to step in because, quite frankly, I don't think that the Ann Arbor prosecuting attorney, the Ann Arbor police, I don't think that I think that they are working for the University of Michigan, that they want to keep this thing and they want to punish Michigan State twice. That's my opinion. That they easily could have come up with, you know, the solution, but they haven't. I don't know what they're waiting on. I don't think it took 2 weeks to have a police investigation when there was a state trooper right there in the middle of all of this. Go interview that man. See what he has to say. This thing is over. Now the prosecutor has to sit and figure it out. I got a feeling that by the time they figure out what they want to do, it's going to be 4 weeks later. The season's going to be over. And those Michigan State players will never come get to play at Michigan State again, at least for this season. And then they'll come out and say, well, we really didn't find anything, but you did what you wanted to do. You dragged this thing out. It was gamesmanship, and that's what it is, and that's what's so toxic and horrible about this rivalry, that it spilled out past the field, that this is what supposedly adults are doing. Anyway, I'm done with that rant. Michigan State, Wisconsin can each become bowl eligible in this game. As I stated before, Mel Tucker can use this as a way to bring his team back, a way to galvanize his team, and to show that, you know what, they have not lost their way. And honestly, because they keep winning, it's one of those things that you want to look at, because this may end up becoming his little brother moment that D'Antonio had with the Mike Hart situation. That let's wait and see what happens, because maybe this tunnel, the tunnel incident will now refocus the team, and maybe that's the fuel that he will need, kind of the way D'Antonio used little brother and the chip on the shoulder for years and years to come.